From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something that you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Thursday edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Palm, Neil McCready coming to you from the Clark Ford Studio. As we do each Thursday during the football season, we talk to one Jeffrey Wright. A lot about Tennessee, Ole Miss coaching search stuff today. We get the picks eventually, but we go on another tangent or two prior to that point and explain why maybe we've had the Tennessee job all wrong for a little while. So we discuss that. And more coming up on the podcast, a podcast that is brought to you every single time by the Oxford Exxon, Highway 6 West in Oxford. Get the free gas Friday going tomorrow. You follow them on Twitter at Oxford Exxon. Three people, when they come into town for the game this weekend, you get a free tank of gas from the Oxford Exxon by following them, tweeting at them, being funny, being clever, or just being a little lucky. You can get that also when you head into the convenience store. You get $4.99 lunch specials. You get ribs. And they can take care of your catering. Last time for the Grove this season, quart-sized sides. You got several slabs of pulled pork, or ribs if you'd like, pounds of pulled pork, and more there at the Oxford Exxon. And again, coming to you from the Clark Ford studio.
We are. Clark Ford is in Amory, 662-257-1900 is the number. You call that number, you ask for Corey Clark, you tell Corey what new Ford you're looking for. He sends you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. It's that simple. No haggling. It's right to the bottom line. You get a great Ford. You get great service after the sale. Everything you could want in a car and all the service provided, it's right there at Clark Ford. We'll make it even better for you when you finish your deal with Corey, and you will. When you finish your deal with Corey, say, hey, I heard about Clark Ford on the podcast. You can mention this podcast. You can mention the Oxford Crystal Beer Garden. You can mention the soft verbal presented by Billy's Pecans. Both of those dropping today at some point. You can mention any of those, $500 off the bottom line on your deal at Clark Ford in Amory.
So maybe quote of the day from last night coming from one of your other in-state schools. We talk a little bit about ULM. We played, you know, Ole Miss played the University of Louisiana last week. Northwestern State last night playing SMU in basketball. So my brother was watching the Mustangs. And the Demons.
Demons.
Northwestern yes. State. Is that area of Louisiana very demonic? Is that?
It is. Well, let's put it this way. Ed Orgeron went there.
He did.
So did Bobby Hebert.
They also gave Orgeron his worst optics look of his career. 38-31 overtime win by Ole Miss in 07.
Yeah.
Two weeks before state, one or the other.
Yeah. Wasn't good.
No, it was when Ole Miss would, back then, is when they would throw the football into the stands and the ball, I know, like after the extra points. I'm sorry, they kicked the ball into the thing with extra point. There wasn't a net. So then they would throw the ball all the way around the stands and then throw it back down. It was just kind of, if you can call it tradition, how many years they did that. But anyway, I led my story that day with the fact that they had kicked it into the thing. And then the guy gets it, and he has no one to throw it to because he's just by himself, and he can't get it over enough, far enough to actually get it to someone else.
He had to turn to the running game.
Yeah, I don't really remember what he did. But, yeah, there were not enough people at the end of that game when they scored to throw the ball around the stadium.
He probably could have just left.
Because the announced attendance was even below 30, I think, that day, if I remember correctly.
And the real attendance was like 15, 16.
Bad. Yeah, really bad. So, President Bush goes to a lot of SMU basketball games. Seen him two or three times this season already.
Okay.
And also very shocked. He says that you don't really notice Secret Service around him. Like it was he and Laura last night. But anyway. So Northwestern State, I guess they used a picture of Bush at the game. And then they say, Coach Mike McConathy, in the aftermath of tonight's 81-35 loss at SMU, quote, President George W. Bush and Miss Bush stayed till the end. I kept thinking, I felt like Saddam Hussein with all those Patriot missiles coming at us all night. So, anyway.
Probably get fired today.
Do what?
He'll probably get fired today.
Oh, for saying something.
Probably offended someone.
It's kind of neat to have a president come to a lot of your games.
Yeah.
It's just sort of an extra little thing where it's like, I mean, because it's not like SMU's playing Cincinnati or UConn or something. I mean, they played Northwestern State last night.
I have to be careful with this because I'm not supposed to know it, but I have a friend who works in the kind of the medical field in Dallas.
Okay.
And they see the former president. They see the former president all the time. Say he's a great guy.
Appears to be incredibly well liked by most people.
Rave about him as a person.
Yeah, we're not talking political.
Not talking politics. As a human being, raves about him.
Up on the site, Matt Luke video. Did you get any update on injuries or whatnot from last night?
Alex Givens is going to play. Austrian Robinson's going to play. Jordan Wilkins isn't practicing, but he'll play. It's just been common for a while now. Basically, everybody who's not out for the year is going to play. And the dudes who are out for the year obviously are not going to play.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Didn't get the publisher for nothing, did you?
Yeah, I mean, you don't achieve this status in life without some talent and insight, buddy.
You can see that. Our picks are up at rebelgrove.com as well. We win a lot of scratch this week. Not a lot of differences. A couple games different, as we'll get into that with Jeffrey here in a bit. If there's a week where a 6 o'clock game is good from a missing watching football standpoint, yeah, this is it. There's not much on the tube this week.
In all seriousness, what is on like 11 o'clock if I go run and I need something on the treadmill to distract me?
Auburn ULM. State Arkansas.
Is there any games nationally?
I mean, I can look.
I mean, give me something.
What do you want?
Something to distract me for 1 hour. And maybe if it's good, an hour and a half where I can't get to eat the rest of the day. I run to eat. I ate breakfast this morning, by the way. It was fantastic.
We've discussed this so many times. You realize that you kill your metabolism by doing what you do, right?
Yes. I ate breakfast this morning.
I mean, medical professionals would tell you you're going about it backwards.
I ate breakfast this morning and just had some orange juice, too. I'm like fully glucosed, ready to go.
You're stupid when it comes to this. I'm just saying.
So give me some damn games. Surely Northwestern's
Virginia
playing.
Virginia against Miami. Would you like to watch that?
Not really.
Would you like to watch Michigan at Wisconsin?
Then is that 11 o'clock?
That's 11 o'clock.
Okay, that's intriguing. See, this is not an exercise in futility. You're helping a friend.
It is on Fox at 11 o'clock, and Wisconsin is a 7.5-point favorite.
Okay, that's decent. What else we got?
Okay, you got Louisiana Monroe, and you got Arkansas.
Yeah,
Auburn.
I mean, all jokes aside, yeah.
You've got TCU Texas Tech.
No.
You've got UCF Temple.
Yeah, no.
You got Mississippi State Arkansas.
That's a little possibility. I just think Arkansas is so bad.
Underrated maybe here just because of the points and the weirdness of this. You have SMU at Memphis.
Well, no, that's not bad. Is that on TV?
Let's see. I'll have to look. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, it looks like it's on ESPN News, if I have that correctly.
Okay, so I'll be able to watch it.
I'm assuming ESPN-N is ESPN News.
Yes, I could get it on the app.
You could get it on the app, yes.
Okay.
So SMU at Memphis.
That's 11 o'clock.
Chad Morris, 11 o'clock.
See, I'm good now. I'm gonna get. So I'll put Wisconsin and Michigan on the big screen on the treadmill, and then I'll run my phone. I'll get the ESPN app and I'll punch up Memphis and SMU.
Talk about two different games going on.
That will be kind of confusing my mind a bit. What the? Yeah, but good. I can run it out.
These two are over here throwing it all over the yard, and then
I'll run from 11 to about 12:15, 12:30. It'll be halftime, and then I'll leave.
Would you like the rest of them, or are you?
Yeah, no, go ahead. If they might, because I can change my plans.
Okay, you're going to get this. Minnesota at Northwestern is at 11 o'clock.
Oh, is that on TV?
I don't know. I'm not getting a thing, but it could also be like a CBS Sports Network or something. It's not going to be here. I don't know.
Because I love the Wildcats, man. That's my team. People say, who's your college team? Frankly, it's kind of Northwestern.
You get Cincinnati at East Carolina.
No.
Texas at West Virginia is at 11.
I like watching Texas lose.
And you like watching Will Greer and Dana Holgorsen.
I do like Dana Holgorsen.
So, Texas, West Virginia is at 11 o'clock on ESPN.
Okay, well, that's doable.
That's about it. I mean, I can give you 11:20 Pitt and Virginia Tech.
No.
That's it to 1 o'clock.
Okay, that's good. I'm good. That's all.
Three or four games, not including one of your alma maters.
I'm good. So I'll go to the gym. I'll get there about 10:45, get stretched, and go at 11. Bang. That'll be a good thing. See, I'll finish about 12:30. It's not bad. And I'll be able to go to the Ole Miss game that night and think, you know, if I eat some of those chips that are like crack that they put out, I'm okay.
You do like the Fripps.
They're so good, man. They're
you like the Fripps.
They're addictive.
You know, that was always my baseball game dilemma because the Fripps came with the barbecue, but fries come with the burger, and I'd like the burger and the Fripps, and they won't do that.
They wouldn't do that?
Well, they don't come from the same location. The burger's down the line, and the Fripps are underneath.
Well, you know the baseball coach. Work it out.
I think I should ask for this this amenity.
I don't think that's a big deal. The AD likes you.
Can we do something?
Ross, if you're listening, we're not – let the record show, if you're listening, Ross, we're not bugging you about this NCAA thing. I haven't bugged you about the coaching search. I venture to guess that some of our competitors are bugging the hell out of you. We're not. Chase would like the Fripps with the burger?
With the burger, yes.
Chase would like the burger and the Fripps to be – put in the same place
location.
As a combo instead of fries. That's all we're asking for.
Yeah, if I get a barbecue sandwich, I can have Fripps. But if I get a burger, I've got to have fries.
Chase wants a burger, and he wants his Fripps. If there's any way we could work this out.
You have until February 16th.
Yeah, you have some time. I know right now you have some other things that are maybe a higher priority.
But after the holidays.
But when that's all resolved and the NCAA is over and you've got a football coach – and you're just
getting into basketball.
Now you're
season.
Just being back to being an AD, which means you have nothing to do but just sit there all day. Get the Fripps with the burger, please. We need to get that worked out. And by the way, thanks in advance. Happy holidays.
Because otherwise, you require me to like steal an extra meal ticket and do a lot of those things. So it just makes it a more seamless.
I don't think this
process.
Is an over. If anybody out there thinks this is a bad request, let us know.
They got rid of, you know, they used to do the health boxes at these things, too, back in the day.
Screw that.
Did you ever, were those around when you covered them?
No.
It was like a granola bar, beef jerky, applesauce, and that white cheddar popcorn in a box.
That's disgusting.
It was oddly okay. If you weren't, like, starving where you needed protein other than the beef jerky, it was okay. Because it wasn't a Slim Jim. It was like Jack Link's or something, I think. And it was that. Anyway, sorry. I digress.
I'll just let the record show. I tried to help today.
You're very helpful here.
I try.
You like people. You try to.
I love people.
You try to be accommodating.
I do. I'm very social. I try to help.
All right. There's rumors going around that Florida's hiring Chip Kelly. At least at the moment, those do not appear to be true. However, appears to still be a candidate.
There's rumors that they're doing it like today.
Well, that's what I mean. Or it was rumored it was doing it yesterday. It did not happen yesterday, so I'm putting a little less stock in the rumor it was happening today.
I did talk to a very connected media person yesterday
Okay. Who
says he has spoken to Kelly and that he believes it is going to happen.
Chip Kelly, head coach, University of Florida.
That's what he believes.
Well, Scott Strickland last night put a GIF up and asked everyone to please calm down. It was going to be all right. That could just mean he's going to be really all right no matter who they hire. It could mean he knows who he's hiring.
And the responses to that were fascinating because a lot of people were like, hey, why don't you get off Twitter and get something done? It's like, that's not how this works. People, stop.
I mean, really, all ADs should have cameras on them all the time where the entire fan base can see what they're doing 24 hours a day. I mean, if you're not doing some directing of the athletics. Then
yeah, if you're not ADing, then what are you doing?
The guy that wants his football coach in that building 19 and a half hours a day.
It's like sometimes the other night I looked up and I saw Ross Bjork watching a basketball game and I thought, get off your butt and go call coaches. Get this done.
He probably watched both basketball games.
He probably did.
Probably stayed for the women's game.
Probably ate some popcorn or something. Totally lazy. Wasted night.
He went to the press conference in the middle. I saw him.
Wasted night.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. In case anybody wonders. Joke. Chip Kelly at Florida, does that change the game for you? What does that mean to you? What is it when you hear Chip Kelly, head coach, University of Florida, what does that set off inside the mind of one Chase Parham?
He's a winner in college football.
He
has the resources and the talent around him to run a system that would work. I think schematically it's a good fit. Program, area, that kind of thing.
What do you think he gets paid? Let's do a contract guess. Let's do a contract guess.
Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
I'm going to say his salary for year number one is $5.5 million.
Oh, you're going low.
Yeah. He's got some NCAA baggage here, too. He's had a show cause that is still, it's still there. I mean, the Guardians of the Game are going to keep a little eye on him now.
No, they won't.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Why? Because it's Florida?
Because he's Florida.
You think that's all it is?
Yeah. They can cheat like a son of a bitch at Florida. No one will say a thing.
Kind of like Tennessee, as we'll get to later.
We'll get to that in a minute. Yeah. I'm going to guess he gets a five-year deal worth $38 million.
You think he's getting paid $7.5 million, give or take?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe so.
I mean, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Yeah,
I mean,
whatever.
You know, whatever.
It's a big contract.
I mean, you know, I'm a guy that probably can't get Fripps with the damn burger. If I probably can't pull that string. How am I going to guess a contract?
All right, 1 to 10, rate that higher. For how it does on the field. I'm not worried about the press conference.
Okay, yeah. Is it fan perception?
No.
10.
No. Results.
An 8.
Real good, yeah. Best they can do?
No.
Ooh, who's the best they can do?
Listen to the Soft Verbal podcast presented by Billy's Pecans.
Not going to give it away?
No, I don't want to give it away.
Okay.
Because it's not just my opinion. Well, I agree with Rob Cassidy's opinion.
Well, it keeps me from following up on it, but fine. We'll move on to something else. Chip Kelly at Florida and announced soon. What pressure does that put on John Curry?
A ton.
Enough to change his mind on things?
No. Look, here's the thing, okay? Today's Thursday. Tennessee plays LSU Saturday.
They do. And then Vanderbilt.
And then they play at Vanderbilt on Saturday.
Yeah.
Brady Hoke, breaking news. Brady Hoke is not going to be the head coach at the University of Tennessee.
They can win 60-3 both weeks.
I'll go out there. Tennessee names their coach the Sunday or Monday after the Vanderbilt game. Because they know who it is. The deal's getting done.
You think it's already done?
I think it's getting done.
Okay.
I think they've got two names on their list, and they're probably working with both people.
Different agents?
Yeah.
Okay. Ole Miss is not in this game yet because they do not know their NCAA sanctions.
I wouldn't think they are. Now, I mean, I'm sure Ross is doing his work.
He's as much as he can.
All jokes aside, I have zero doubt at all that Ross Bjork is incredibly prepared for what's coming.
Yeah, we're screwing around with the other.
I mean, you know.
But my point is, as much as he can be.
But that's his problem. At the end of the day, he can be immensely prepared and ready to roll.
How many scholarships he's going to have next year?
Yeah, Ross is right-handed. I think his right hand's tied behind his back a little bit, not a little bit, a lot. That doesn't mean he can't get a deal done. He couldn't get creative, but. Boy, that's a tough deal. I mean, if you're – let's just say it's Mike Norvell. And believe me, I'm not saying it's Mike Norvell. I'll freely tell you out loud what a lot of media people won't. I don't know. I'm working on it, but I have very little confidence that I'm going to break the story. Let's say it's Mike Norvell, and Mike Norvell has three choices. Maybe – God, I hate when you do that. Campbell does that. Oh, hurts. Do you take the Ole Miss job over the Arkansas job when you don't know what the Ole Miss job is? You know what Arkansas is. It's not the greatest job in the world, but you know what it is. You know what you have. There aren't a lot of unknowns. The Ole Miss job, you have unknowns. Are kids going to be allowed to transfer? How many scholarships are we talking about?
I would need to know. No, it's a hard yes, but there are some stipulations that would make me think about it.
Sure.
What are my salary at both places? Duh. Any job comparison to the world?
Yeah, yeah.
Am I getting more money at Ole Miss?
So let's say both places are offering you roughly $5 million a year.
Okay. What is my security at both places?
Probably have more security at Ole Miss than you do at Arkansas. They
Can
expect
I get that
you to
contractually?
Win.
Or am I getting a handshake?
You're probably getting a handshake.
Okay, then what's Ross Bjork's future at Ole Miss? I need to know that.
Oh, I'd have to know that, too.
I need to know Jeffrey Vitter's future at Ole Miss.
It's not good.
I need to know, because if I'm getting handshakes, I got to know that the other hand's still going to be there in 18 months when this thing
sure.
needs to come up. Now, if I get all those answers or I get it contractually, okay.
I'll get an out.
Give me 5 or 6 years no matter what, give me the better job. I'll figure it out.
Right. If I'm in that situation, and I'd want this no matter who it is, and if I'm pissing people off at Ole Miss right now, I really don't care. I'm not. If I'm someone at Ole Miss, I really don't care about who the chancellor is.
Well, I only care about who the chancellor is because I need to know
he could fire the AD. But in my contract, I'm saying if Bjork leaves, my buyout goes down.
If well, that's Bjork what happened with Bobby leaves, Petrino with Tom Jurich.
If Bjork leaves, I can get the hell out of here if I want to. That's in my deal. Because the rest of Ole Miss, man, is like goofy right now. Bjork's a pretty solid button down. I mean, he might dance in his underwear to Tom Cruise bit movies.
Risky business.
He might do that in his house. I don't have any clue, and nor do I care. But from a public perception standpoint, he seems like a pretty good guy. There's not a lot there. You know what I mean? He's a pretty solid dude. He says he does what he says he's going to do. So if I'm working for him and I can get in writing, hey, as long as you're here, my buyout is this. But if they fire you or you decide to bolt for Kansas, my buyout goes precipitously down where I can get the hell out of here too if I want to.
Yeah. It's all good.
So, you know, you can get all that stuff done with an agent, but can you get it done quickly? Because here's what's interesting. I don't know where you're about to go. You get your computer up like you're ready to move to the next subject.
I am.
Here's what's interesting. So Florida moves quickly, and then we play these games next week. Egg Bowl's on a Thursday. Dan Mullen's a free agent Friday morning, a week from tomorrow. Dan Mullen's a free agent.
Somebody's paying Dan Mullen starting Friday morning.
I mean, unless the next 8 days go really, really bad for Dan Mullen, he's getting paid.
He's getting paid by some dude named John in the next few weeks.
Yeah. That's what I think. Cohen or Curry.
Yeah.
Maybe it's John Curry right here. Nope.
Telemarketer or Oxford High School?
It's a telemarketer. Hello, telemarketer. Hello, telemarketer.
You confuse them when you go in those directions.
This person's very confused.
Yeah.
Probably in Bangladesh.
Never not expecting that.
So let's say you get to next Friday.
Okay.
Get to next Saturday. ADs are, I mean, you think John Curry's paying a lot of attention to the Tennessee-Vanderbilt game?
None.
He's like, let's go. What time is that game? And I'm being serious when I say this. What time is the Tennessee-Vanderbilt game next week? Do you know?
I can find it. Hold on.
I think it's a day game.
You think it's a day game? Tennessee-Vanderbilt is at 3 p.m.
Okay, it's at 3. You can name a coach Sunday morning. Frankly, if you're John Curry, you could not go to that game.
You could have the new – you have an interim head coach. You could have the new coach sitting in a box at the game.
Or you could be getting it done somewhere. You could call up your assistant AD and go, hey, you know how you wanted to be acting AD for a day?
Go play.
Today's
nice
your day. Yeah, go make sure Coach Hoke has enough donuts.
Yeah, shake some hands. Kiss some babies.
Kiss some babies. Whatever. Ain't nobody going to be here anyway. I'm going to go get this coaching thing
seriously,
done.
Hey, beat the guy that goes out on the field and thanks our seniors before the game.
Yeah.
Shake their hand, kiss their moms, and let's move on with the day.
Yeah.
Hand the jerseys out.
I mean, it's a tough spot.
Yeah.
My point is, you wake up on Sunday morning, you can get something done.
Yeah.
And so if you're John Cohen next week, you're trying to get the thing done with Mullen now. You don't want Dan Mullen to become a free agent Friday morning.
No, you want to announce an extension like Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, I'd like to announce it like right today.
Well, that too.
You want to keep Dan Mullen. So, but let's say for kicks and giggles, all of that Mississippi State-Tennessee stuff gets resolved quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee has a coach, whoever it is. Maybe it's Bobby Petrino. Maybe it's Jeff Brohm. Maybe it's Matt Campbell. Maybe it's Dan Mullen. I don't know who it is. For the sake of this argument, let's say it's Dan Mullen. It's the Sunday after the Egg Bowl, and Tennessee has hired Dan Mullen. Florida has their coach. Arkansas moves quickly. Arkansas plays Missouri next Friday. They can name a coach on Saturday.
Probably won't, but yeah.
Mike Norvell coaches his last Memphis game that Saturday, I think. Maybe they go Norvell. They go quickly. You can't just sit around forever. That's the problem with this NCAA thing dragging, if it does drag. At some point, you have to act without that knowledge. Can you wait till the middle of December?
I mean, I guess it depends who else is who's hiring who and who you're trying to hire. But, I mean, yeah, it's obviously a handicap. So.
And say Gus Malzahn goes to Arkansas. Opens up the Auburn job. Will Muschamp goes to Auburn. Opens up the South Carolina job. Mm-hmm. Now you're competing against a South Carolina for a candidate. I don't know. Interesting. I just think you got to get it done quickly. I keep hearing from people, I've heard this for months now, that in his ideal world, Ross Bjork moves within a week of the Mississippi State game.
And that's a hindrance right now with NCAA. Yeah. So. Neil mentioned hands behind his back for Ross Bjork. If you have a hand behind your back in a certain area, check out Tyson Drugs, TysonDrugs.com.
What?
662-252-2321. If you're handicapped a little bit. 662-252-2 behind the eight ball, if you will. 662-252-2321. TysonDrugs.com. Check out Sildenafil. You can tear it into a half, quarter, or take the entire pill. It is the $10 version of that $50 or $60 little blue pill. It gets you ready in as little as 15 minutes and has the same length of effectiveness as the other guys. Give them a call. Check them out on the website. And when you order, give them your doctor's name and they'll deliver it to you if you're not local. Again, TysonDrugs.com.
Promo code FRIPS. The podcast also brought to you by Comer Heating and Air. Comer Heating and Air has been serving Oxford and the surrounding area for the past 26 years. I've used Comer for AC repair. You can take my word for it. Their attention to detail, their customer service, and their work, it's second to none. Comer's an American Standard dealer, but they work on any maker model, residential or commercial. Customers get same-day service, free estimates on new units, and preventative maintenance contracts. Visit their website, comerheatingandair.com, or check out their Facebook page. Mention you heard about them on the podcast, and you get $20 off. Contact Eric at 662-934-3846, or Shane, 662-832-8749. The podcast also brought to you by Grenade and Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, it's the place to go. They have a complete selection of new and previously owned Nissans. The new 18s, you can get a great deal on a 17, as we tell you about Corey all the time. It also holds true with Gene and Sandy Grass there at Grenada Nissan. For tax purposes, they need to get vehicles off the lot by the end of the calendar year. That means deals for you, the buyer. It's GrenadaNissanUSA.com. We're also brought to you by Oxford University Bank. OUB is locally owned and operated right here in Oxford. When you deposit money at OUB, that money and the vast majority of the bank's profits go right back into the Oxford community. Right now, Oxford University Bank is offering one-year CDs at 1.75% annual percentage yield, three-year triple option CDs paying 2.01% APY. With the three-year term, customers can deposit once during the term, withdraw once during the term, and or bump the rate if OUB's three-year rate rises. To learn more about OUB, check out liveoxfordbankoxford.com or call 662-234-6668. OUB is FDIC insured.
Now, Jeffrey Wright and a little talk about Tennessee on the Rebel Locker Room Hotline. Jeffrey, good morning. We will get to Neil's pick shortly. I had him in the system this morning. Everything's good to go. There was no procrastinating, no forgetting. Today is Thursday, so we're going to get to those in a second. First, though, you and I have talked about this a little bit about this. You and I talked about it with a couple buddies as well. Neil and I have hit it a little bit. We keep talking about Tennessee being open, Ole Miss being open, and the jobs. There is something to be said, though, for Tennessee recruiting at the level, and this is your thought, not mine. I'm not stealing it. I'm just setting you up. And the ability for no one to question it when they recruit as well as they do.
That's a good point.
Does that put Tennessee in an upper echelon compared to Ole Miss and others?
Yes, because Chase and I and Neil and I, when we all talk off the air, we discuss, you know, the hierarchy of jobs. And I've finally come to the conclusion, I know it's fashionable to say that the Tennessee job's not a good job. And do not get me wrong. I'm not saying that it's as good as Florida but I've now talked myself into it's not also as bad as some of us want it to be. I think there's a lot of us that grew up, especially those of us that grew up in the 90s and that were so just absolutely bothered and annoyed by Tennessee, that I think we've kind of gone too far in the other direction about this job. Because the reality for me is that the truth is, after Fulmer, you hire Lane Kiffin, and then Kiffin's greatest troll job still to this day is leaving Tennessee in the middle of the night to go to USC. That's still his greatest troll job. And then you made two bad hires. You hired Derek Dooley, who only had one winning season at Louisiana Tech. And then he hired Butch Jones, who's never really been anywhere more than 3 years. He's never built anything. He's never sustained anything. He basically's just ridden Brian Kelly's coattails at two or three other jobs and parlayed into the Tennessee job. But to me, if you hire the right guy, the one thing that about Tennessee that you can't overlook is the fact that Butch Jones recruited at a very, very high level, and we all know how sloppy Tennessee was. There's not a sniff of NCAA questions. There's not a sniff of NCAA trouble. So to me, if you get the right guy at that Tennessee job, it's really not as bad as we want it to be. And so I'm not saying it's probably as good as A&M, but I think it's right there, because to me, that's what it comes down to. If you get the right guy that knows how to recruit to Tennessee, if you land two or three big studs at Tennessee, no one raises a hand. No one bats an eye.
I have a lot of conflicted emotion right now. On one hand, I'm immensely proud of you, because that to think of that is brilliant, because you're exactly right. And then on the other hand, I'm wondering, should I go to the doctor and get checked for Alzheimer's? Because how could I not? Someone like me who believes everyone cheats. You cheat like a son of a, you know what.
Right.
How did I not think one of the advantages of Tennessee over Ole Miss or Mississippi State is that when you recruit well at Ole Miss or Mississippi State, everybody goes, oh, God, they're cheating.
Right.
Which is code for, oh, God, they're doing what we're doing. Now there's more competition. Now our recruiting dollar is spread more thin.
Right. And
you're right. At Tennessee, no one says that. They go, oh, look.
Well, and the other big deal is, okay, I get it. The state of Tennessee is not producing, you know, NFL guy after NFL guy. But let's not act like a state of this many people doesn't have some talent. And I get it. It's a state that has, you know, essentially three different cultures. But the truth is, if you want a great player in Tennessee, you don't have to go tooth and nail. You don't have to do this Ole Miss Mississippi State thing where it gets so ugly and then it gets so out of control.
Yeah.
You don't have to deal with that dynamic. And I understand it's not like Louisiana. I'm not saying that there's the amount of talent, and I'm not saying that Tennessee dominates the state of Tennessee like LSU dominates Louisiana. I'm not saying that, but there isn't that element.
What is Tennessee?
They made two guys. Let's get real. They made two shitty hires.
Yes.
What is Tennessee's, I guess, not reputation, but impact in Memphis from a recruiting standpoint?
I mean, let's be real. They did the guys that they wanted, they basically got recently.
Okay.
And, you know, even with a coach who had a background in Memphis and a number one supporter who is from Memphis, they still couldn't get, you know, they couldn't get Drew Richmond. Now it worked out. They got a better player in Greg Little. I'm not saying that, but I mean, you look at a lot of the guys they wanted from Memphis in the last couple of years, they didn't really get them.
No, Tennessee's got a pretty strong booster network in Memphis. And I'm really to the point where I'm kind of tired of, like, pussyfooting around it.
Well, that's the issue that I was going to say. The other aspect of when I compare jobs, Tennessee, you can argue how they choose to invest in their football program, but there are more people that have money that they could – probably part ways with, if you will, than Ole Miss, the Mississippi State, and honestly, I think even than Arkansas. I think the Johnny Tyson train is close to running dry for Arkansas. I think he's had enough.
I think it's a bad job. I think Arkansas is a bad job.
I think it is
relative to the rest of the league, obviously.
Yeah,
but
right. I know what you're saying. I think that we always talk about, like, perception and reality. I think Arkansas, ironically, is probably – I think Arkansas deals with reality worse probably than about any other comparable job.
And because of that, look, it's a better job than this, but it's more of a tier with Kentucky than some of these other people because they're so nuts over there. They have no talent. They're not going into Texas and taking kids everybody else wants out of Texas. They're just not.
Right. Well, the way that I would look at it is I think Arkansas and Ole Miss are comparable jobs, but the difference is if you went 8-4 five straight years, like if you go 8-4 and you occasionally compete at Ole Miss, you're good. If you go 8-4 every single year at Arkansas, even though you should be good, they get restless.
Yeah, I mean I mean Houston Nutt won the West twice. You know, I mean he did some things.
Houston Nutt got fired at 8-4.
Yeah, he actually won it three times. He went to Atlanta twice. Yeah, it's Ole Miss, Arkansas, South Carolina in that tier.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I mean to me, like if we're doing the pecking order, like it's still Florida, and then A&M and Tennessee is where I start. I really do think if you have the right guy at Tennessee, because I think one thing that Kirby's shown, it ain't that hard in the East, guys. It really isn't.
I don't think it's that hard anywhere.
Yes.
Hugh Freeze is the poster child for that.
100%. You and I have talked about this. You and I have had hour-long discussions about this.
I mean, you can't take this away from Hugh Freeze. He walked into a job.
That should be thankful for.
He walked into a job where they were 2-10, and everything involved with the program was trash. Everything.
Yes.
And he walked in, and within, was it 4 years? They were in an Access Bowl. They went to back-to-back Access Bowls with an average coaching staff that would be probably classified as a, there's no probably to it, screw it, I don't care anymore, a very below-average recruiting staff.
He went to his first Access Bowl in year three.
Let's break that staff down a minute. Matt Luke's a solid recruiter.
Matt Luke could get a comparable job. If Matt Luke would have been available at the time, we saw it. He could have gotten an equivalent job or better.
Yes. Well, I mean, South Carolina offered him a ton of money.
Right.
So Matt Luke's a good recruiter. Who else on that staff would we classify as a good recruiter? I really don't care anymore whose feelings we hurt.
McGriff, year one, but that was only for a year.
Yeah, but McGriff left. And they replaced McGriff with Batoon, who was not a good recruiter.
No. I mean, you know.
Womack didn't recruit. Werner was not a big recruiter. Werner was pretty good with quarterbacks, but he really didn't recruit like a program-wide. He wasn't a program-wide recruiter.
But he did allow one of your best recruiters to exist.
Well, that's true. Hurd was a okay recruiter. Jones was an okay recruiter. Nix was okay. Did all you could do at Mississippi, given the dynamic inside Mississippi. There weren't great recruiters on that staff. There was nobody that was considered. Kiffin had that one really good recruiting year, and then he never really produced much after that. At the end, Matt Luke was the best recruiter on the staff, and I don't know that I don't even know that Matt would call himself a dynamic elite recruiter.
No, I mean,
but he did a really solid job of recruiting. But that's about it. And my point is that team won the Sugar Bowl, guys. I saw it.
Yeah.
So when people go, oh, but you can't rebuild in this league, I'm like, I just watched somebody do it. And I know those of you out there in the Golden Triangle, thanks again for listening. You're a top five market lately, and we're going to miss you when this is all over, although it might last longer than you think.
Phrasing.
Yeah, that's what she said. The truth is you can rebuild quickly.
College football's just not that good. Like, that's the other thing. I'm sick of being told, like, you know, when we come up with all these, we come up with all these buzzwords about, you know, it's a long rebuild. It's all this. I'm like, it's just really not. There's about 10 to 15 really good coaches in college football. And then after that, it's just a bunch of. It's really not that hard. Like, you look at college football, it takes about 5 big time players.
This conference has gone down because coaches suck.
Yes, which is that is what's going to be interesting for me. As does the conference with all of these jobs open, does the conference hit the reset button and the emphasis less on? Because my deal is when everyone's, oh, we need a great recruiter. We need a great recruiter. Hey, guys, your best recruiters have nothing to do with the football staff and they have nothing to do with coaching football. Like, let's get real. Like, so don't worry about that.
Or maybe not even bad coaches, maybe bad mixes of recruiting and coaches and understanding how to put the complete staff together, if that makes probably more sense.
I mean, I talked to Barrett Salee last week, and his big deal is you don't have people that understand how to maintain a program. So I guess inexperienced could be the word, but I don't think these guys are good football coaches. I really don't. Like, I don't think they're necessarily bad football coaches, but like, you look at schemes, you look at decision making, most of these guys are not great at either. So to me, is the reset button that we're going to push here? Are we resetting and now getting better football coaches? Because if we are getting better football coaches, some of these names that I'm seeing that are popping up for some of these jobs that maybe could have done a good job in 2012, 2014, I'm not so sure for the next 5 years that they'll be able to compete. If you are able to get, you know, if Jimbo Fisher gets in the mix here, if, Chip Kelly. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, if these guys that have been elite coaches for multiple years and they get involved, Petrino, like, I'm not sure some of these guys that I'm seeing that are rumored for some of these gigs can hang.
No, I mean, I know we got to get on the picks in a second, but I mean, we really don't.
They really don't. Yeah. There's no requirement.
Yeah. Well, it's like I told Neil yesterday, and it was just kind of a fleeting thought more than anything else, but this isn't about Ross or Jeff Long or any one specific AD, but athletic directors right now feel like they are so focused on their own job security and making sure that 45-year-old booster is happy that sometimes they go get these retreads and these guys that makes much more sense to a fan base than actually makes sense to run their actual program.
Yeah, here's the analogy, and you'll hear it when you listen, because I know you will, Jeffrey, the Soft Verbal Podcast presented by Billy's Pecans. It's just
every week.
It's me and Rob Cassidy, and Rob Cassidy makes the point. You know, John Gruden resonates with a lot of 40 and 50-year-old dudes. John Gruden doesn't mean much to 16, 17-year-old boys. John Gruden hadn't coached in 10 years. He doesn't mean much to them. They don't sit down and watch SportsCenter. Who watches the little coaching thing with the quarterbacks? We do. Guys like you and me. Kids who have lives, they're not watching that stuff. Gruden, he's like, I don't think Gruden even makes sense at Tennessee. I know it's a sexy hire for fans and alums, but does he make sense? And really, when you think about it, the answer is no.
No, I mean, I agree with the general thought, because the general thought is something that you and I have talked about, and Chase as well, multiple times. So many people are worried, so many athletic directors, decision makers, are so worried about winning the damn press conference rather than hiring the right guy. And I understand the motivation for that, because the truth is, let's get real, Neil. The reason why Jay Jacobs was able to keep his gig as long as he was is because he largely kept those people happy.
Sure.
And I get that. And Jeff Long is fired. A guy that has a respected reputation in his profession has been fired primarily because those people told him what to do and he gave double birds. And now he's looking for a gig.
And he'll get a gig almost immediately.
Sure. I'm not crying for Jeff Long. Like,
oh,
that's
sure.
That's the way the world works.
No, but you're right. They told him, you got to fire Bielema, and he goes, I'm not doing it.
Right. And so now he's out of a gig, and he gets to keep his integrity and whatever, you know, however he probably sleeps a little bit better at night, and he doesn't have to fire a guy that he probably didn't want to fire. But he's going to have to move. And, you know, I don't know how he felt about Northwest Arkansas, but, you know, peace be with you.
After 10 years, he's probably ready.
As someone who had to spend an unfortunate amount of time up there, after like 4 days, I'm ready. You can only eat at so many Embassy Suites, Roost Chris, so many times.
So, last thing before we get on to picks, your boy Norvell there in Memphis. Where's he coaching next year?
Oh, man. It's so difficult because we don't freaking know. I think it's going to come down to a bidding war between Ole Miss and Arkansas.
He wants That's Arkansas, right? Feel. Being from there and all that stuff?
It makes people think it makes sense.
He's from Texas. He went to Central Arkansas.
Yeah, not, it's not exactly
Conway.
Fayetteville. Yeah, sorry. He went to Central Arkansas, so he's more like Little Rock. But I do think that has to do with when you hear about the power struggle between the boosters from Northwest Arkansas and then the boosters from Middle from Little Rock. I do think that he could wind up being a guy that probably both sets of boosters could get behind.
That's fair.
And
I'll tell you, who could unite the Arkansas fan base?
I think at the end of the day, I would pick Arkansas, not because I'm saying that it's a better job. I do really buy into this idea that Bjork is really trying to get someone out of left field.
Well, I've been told, and look, Ross probably listens a little bit here and there, or if he doesn't listen, he'll be told about this, and he'll probably tell me you're wrong, and I'll say,
listen,
oh.
But.
Huh? I don't listen. I don't listen, but. No, I don't. He's not that kind of dude. I keep hearing from people in sort of coaching circles and people who are close to coaching circles that Bjork's hire is going to be kind of a big hire. It's going to be somewhat splashy, and it's going to somewhat come out of left field in terms of no one's going to be expecting it, that it's not coming from this group of names that we keep bringing up.
Take a break in our weekly talk with Jeffrey to tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Community Mortgage, located in Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga, 30 years old this year. And all underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. You're getting local underwriting that understands your market. Also, leader in condo financing in Oxford. So that's about the float down option, which allows you to lock in the current rate. But if the rate goes down before you close, you get the lower rate. You can find Jason at 662-234-2704. Or JLOWE, that's JLOWE, at communitymtg.com.
Podcast also brought to you by Vitamin. My picks are up. Our picks are up. They are Neil's picks, since I'm the one that came up with the idea years and years ago, even though I never win. Neil's picks are up. They're brought to you by Vitamin. 3010 Old Taylor Road in front of the Faulkner Flats Apartments, next door to Lapel's Dry Cleaning. You're welcome, Lapel's. Still the same IVs and shots as before. They've added the cryosauna, the infrared sauna, combo packages, detox in the infrared, get fluids after. You can get the overserve treatment. You can use the cryosauna to help with your inflammation that's causing the headaches. They have a smoothie bar, all natural foods, no added sugar, locally sourced. 662-638-3600. They're open Tuesday through Sunday, IVs and shots. Friday through Sunday, call ahead, make an appointment, or just send them an email, info@vitamend.com. Everybody knows State Farm for being the number one insurer in auto, home, and life insurance. But did you know State Farm has a bank which allows them to do auto financing? Recently, State Farm has had a rate reduction in their commercial insurance rates. Give Romero Miller State Farm a chance to compare your business insurance policies. If you own a rental property, Romero challenges you to give him a shot at that property. You won't be sorry. If you need another reason to give Romero a call, go to Google, read Romero Miller State Farm reviews. Romero Miller State Farm, 662-893-1212. Podcast also brought to you by Journey Business Solutions. If you're a business with a high-ticket product or service, HVAC, dentist, flooring, furniture, etc., Ben Brown and his team have the best financing solution for your customers. Their program accesses 14 national lenders with one very easy online application. With rates as low as 4.9%, terms that extend to 7 years, loan amounts up to $100,000, and credit scores down to 580, they will get more of your customers the money they need so you don't lose a sale. To hear more about this, call Ben Brown, 443-935-5013. Ben is waiving the setup fee for Oxford Exxon podcast listeners. That's a $500 savings. Call him today. Now back to Jeffrey Wright on the Oxford Exxon podcast. How he does that with sanctions not revealed, I don't know. But
the other issue, and you pointed it out the other day about you pointed it out with as it pertains to booster involvement. Right now, Ross Bjork has complete and utter control. Like, he gets to make his hire. What happens if they strike out on a couple of guys and we get into late November, early December? Is it still going to be that way?
You got to answer a question for me. What happens with this? When do the sanctions come?
I don't know. Like, that's my other thing.
I mean,
like,
if they come today, I think, I mean, if like they say they got notification today and the sanctions came tomorrow.
Sure.
I think Bjork has plenty of time.
I do, too.
If they don't come this end of this week, I mean, next week's Thanksgiving. I mean, nobody works on Thanksgiving week.
I don't know about you. I'm always working.
Well, I mean, I work too because our jobs are weird. But
just slave the day away. No, I mean, just even vacation, I'm working. Like, that's just the way I am.
Yeah, it's just the way you're wired. I understand. But the Guardians of the game, the Guardians of the game are going to have to take some time off, and they're not going to work on Thanksgiving Day, and so they're not going to work the day after Thanksgiving. They got Christmas shopping to do as well. So then you get into the, what do we say the next week? It's 23rd, 24th, 25th, 27th, 28th of November. Hell, you're in December in a week.
But you're telling me academics like to take some time off?
Yes. And so but that's my point, man. You get 1 week into December, and now all of a sudden Florida's made a hire. Tennessee's made a hire. Arkansas's made a hire. And you're sitting there. And who knows what – I mean, does Dan Mullen go to Tennessee? Now you're competing against your in-state rival to get something done.
Yeah, I mean, that there's no question. Like, that's a huge, 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 huge aspect of this. Like, I don't – like, you can't make the hire until – and, you know, then you'll get some conspiracies. Well, the NCAA's told them through behind closed doors.
No.
That's not true.
No.
That's not true.
Nope.
That's not true.
Hey, like, does Dan Mullen go to Tennessee?
Gun to my head, yes.
Wow.
That was 22-1 a few weeks ago, by the way.
You could have put $100 down and gotten $2,200.
Yeah.
He's now second behind John Gruden on my sports book.
Yeah.
Is he really?
That was $2,200 a few weeks ago. Just saying.
I just think at a certain point, $6 million doesn't talk. $6 million will scream.
I've heard it's more than that.
There you go. Even better. Now I can feel a little bit better about that.
Hey, last thing before we move on. If hypothetically, a coach gets a gig like A&M for $10 million a year.
Uh-huh.
How much?
I know. Go ahead.
How much? How long does it take before the market goes, pardon my language, boys and girls, oh, shit, we're out of control? How much? Because no one knows what happens with these TV contracts when they expire. And they get renegotiated in a completely different space.
Well, the good news is I think it'll be okay as long as the system stays in place, in which you're not having to all of a sudden dish out, you know, $2.5 million a year to players. Like, as long as the system stays in place, I think it's sustainable because, I mean, just don't use the S word, just call them student athletes, and then you're good. And then you don't have to pay your labor.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
You could be right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because there's a rumor.
TV deals are huge. It's not like TV deals are as impactful as they are in the NBA. They are in professional sports, NBA, NFL, baseball. Because still, the primary of the revenue is generated from the school, whether it be donations, tickets, like all of that is their primary. Like, to me, I think what the TV money did was that allowed all these facilities to get out just insane.
Yeah, if some of the rumors are true, some of the money that's about to fly around is going to be eye popping, and it's kind of hard to pop eyes these days with money because we're almost blind to it. We're like, oh yeah, he makes $5 million a year. I think some of the deals that might get done here in the next 2 weeks are astonishing.
I don't think this is a bubble like the NBA contracts or bubbles. Is that a fair way to say it?
Yeah. I mean, I think you're probably right. There's a part of me that wonders. I mean, when you're negotiating these deals, if you're the AD, you're like, I don't care. It's not my money. But at some point,
how about Bill Self and the Kansas Jayhawks beating John?
Pop up bad. Go ahead.
It was a big win for Bill Self and the Jayhawks.
Yeah.
You do kind of – that was like a Neil McCready moment.
How about Bill Self beating – wow, God, what a win. That plays on television now? Good God.
I just.
What happened to Tom Brokaw? What happened to Good Evening?
And that Tuesday, September 13th.
God, I miss
Brokaw.
That's
the way it is.
God, Brokaw was the best.
Brokaw was good. Anyway, I've lost my train of thought. It doesn't matter anymore.
But you're asking, like the money thing. Like, it's not my money. And keeps my deal is, I don't think the television deals are as necessary for the amount of money that these. Because at a certain point, the way you can justify it's the way Alabama did. Like, Alabama just keeps paying Saban because he keeps making more money, and he's not making more money from the TV deals. He's making more money from the school, from donations, from like the way that the profile of everything's raised. Like, it has nothing to do with the TV deal's largely a fixed deal.
I'll tell you one damn thing: you better hire somebody who can put butts in seats.
There's no question about that.
You better fire people up.
One thing where I will give them credit. If you are worried about ADs, I'll give ADs credit. Pronouns, pal. Like, if you are worried about AD, like if, about butts in seats, like, I do understand wanting to cater to those people.
Yeah, those are the people that own the butts that sit in the seats.
Yeah.
You need those butts in the seats.
All right, got about 10 minutes left. We'll zoom through these. We don't care about Alabama and Mercer. They play at 11. Alabama's going to win a football game.
It's a good time to catch Alabama.
Yeah, there you go. The Bears? Mercer Bears?
I don't know.
Fine. Well, what do you have? Yeah. Good for them.
All right, number 17, Mississippi State, 11.5 at Arkansas. It's an 11 a.m. game on CBS, Jeffrey.
Are y'all not scared that, like, 90% of the money's on State here?
No.
I couldn't take Arkansas. I watched them play.
I sat at my computer during the Ole Miss Louisiana Lafayette game
I did, too. I get it, but
I know what I saw.
It doesn't scare y'all at all.
The AD is out. The head coach is going to be out. Their quarterback got arrested, and they suck.
And the coach at Mississippi.
Whoa. Backup quarterback.
And the coach at Mississippi State.
Do not besmirch the Allen name.
Did you watch him try to play last week? He was not very good.
Yeah, it was sad.
He was sad.
He's hurt.
The coach, he's hurt, and he's going to go up against Jeffrey Simmons. And Jeffrey Simmons loves to beat up handicapped people.
Yes, inferior opponents.
Yeah,
he's
a big fan of pounding inferior opponents, so this will be a Simmons special. Look, Mullen can't afford a hiccup right now because he's getting paid somewhere as long as he just finishes strong. There's no reason for him to lose either one of these last two games. He's going to get paid either in Starkville or Knoxville or maybe Eugene if that opens up again, if Willie Taggart bolts. Dan Mullen was the runner-up for that job last year, and they might turn to him this time. So he can't screw up now with eyes on him, and he won't. He's a better coach than that.
University of Louisiana at Monroe, plus 36.5 at number 6 Auburn. Again, 11 a.m. ESPN 2. Actually bet this game.
Yeah, to me, like, the computers love Auburn in this, but the computers don't factor in Auburn. Auburn has got the biggest game of the year in 7 days. Like, as Neil always says, this is a get out. If you win by 1 point, you win by 1 point. Who cares? Like, get out, get healthy.
Yeah, doesn't matter. So, a lot of points there. Kentucky plus 22 at number 7. Georgia, 230. This is the CBS game of the week on a week of a lot of duds.
I think Kentucky sucks. And while Georgia has burned me, fool me once.
It's so many points, but yes, I'm taking Georgia.
Fool me twice, shame on me. It said nothing about a third time. Let's go. Sick 'em.
Yeah, I'm laying points. I don't even think about it. They had a hiccup.
And they'll be angry, and, you know, I mean, this is kind of the revenge game. I don't think Kentucky can score enough.
Told me this was Georgia's best game of the year on paper, I'd buy it.
This is the swing game of the week from our picks, at least so far to this point that I can tell, because Jeffrey is taking Randy Shannon and the Florida Gators to cover against the UAB Blazers. They are giving 10.5 at home at 3 o'clock on the SEC Network.
I get it. I understand Florida's quit, but I think this is exactly like that Tennessee-Southern Miss game. This line is not big enough considering the talent disparity, and they can maybe not care. But still, it takes defensively, they'll be fine, and it's going to take about 5 or 6 runs. Like, to me, this seems like a sucker line where they're trying to get you to take UAB, and I'm not going to do it.
Some dude gets behind some other dude that's not as fast, and suddenly
Sure.
it's
yeah.
I took UAB to win the game straight up.
You did.
I mean, I know there are people doing that. And by the way, if UAB wins this game, given what we've said with the fact that Florida's quit, I'm not truly stunned. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I just think they're going to show up wanting to play.
So the game that I would cover, if I could pick one from a timing standpoint, is Wofford at South Carolina.
Amen, brother.
The Terriers running that option offense. It's at 3 o'clock, and South Carolina's going to win, but they're going to be home by dinner time.
The SEC East is so bad that South Carolina's at the minimum going to win 9 games.
Let me let y'all in on a little something.
It's why I hate the whole Wisconsin hasn't played anybody argument. Who the hell has anyone played?
Will Muschamp, don't be shocked if he's the head coach of the Auburn Tigers 2018.
Ooh.
Don't be shocked.
Got you.
Don't be shocked.
Texas A&M plus 2.5 at Ole Miss, 6 p.m. ESPN2.
Ole Miss, let's get real. Ole Miss has gotten lucky the last couple of times they played A&M.
Yeah, let's stop
A&M
propagandizing.
Yeah, sorry. That's a good point. Ole Miss has largely played A&M when A&M – or Ole Miss just had to show up and they won the game. Like, last year, I don't even – Hubenak, dude, we saw Jake – we had a Jake Hubenak.
Well, that was 2 years ago in that game when dude got hurt in Oxford.
No, that was Allen. Allen played that game with a – Allen played that game with a separate – like,
Hubenak came in at the end. He was cute at the end.
That's why transferred. He transferred because they made him play with the damaged shoulder.
Yeah, it's exactly what it was. He had a separated shoulder, and he's playing against a really good defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then last year they play him with Hubenak, who was a walk-on JUCO guy, and then Ole Miss Patterson got hot in the fourth quarter. Like, let's not act like Ole Miss owns them. Like,
they've won 3 in a row and only lost the other two because Jonathan Manziel was on the other team.
But the same thing, it's not like Ole Miss owns them. Like, Nick Starkle threw for 420 last week, and before everyone goes, that was New Mexico. New Mexico is better against quarterbacks than Ole Miss is. Like, I don't know. I just want the points. Like, I don't – this is a game where I think too many people are just assuming that Ole Miss is going to win this.
It's going to also be the opposite of South Carolina Wofford. This thing's going to take 8.5 hours.
Well, and also, Ole Miss
still
hasn't Ole Miss still hasn't beat anyone in the West.
All right, real quick, I know you got to go in a second. We got to run through the rest of these games. But better moment from an A&M media standpoint, is it the bro thing from last year or all the clash rings 2 years ago? What's better?
Oh, no, when they called you and I gay because we have bangs.
Oh, that's right. They did do that.
Oh, really? To your face?
No, it was on the internet. But
right, the guys, yell leaders straight, Chase and I with bangs.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. That was the same year that all the A&M media moved away from us because we were too loud.
So, Jeffrey and I are both taking A&M and the points.
I took Ole Miss.
And Chase took Ole Miss. I almost took Ole Miss. I had Ole Miss down, and then I just.
All right, but let's get to the Mensa game of the week. Come on.
LSU Tennessee.
LSU minus 15 and a half at Tennessee.
Yes. Battle of the minds. Brady Hoke versus Orgeron. Finally. We finally get some elite minds going up.
Brady Hoke is not wearing a headset, or he is wearing a headset. He's doing whatever he didn't do at Michigan this week.
He's going to wear a headset this year.
Gotcha.
But I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's not plugged in, just like Orgeron's isn't.
It's just all for looks, not actually talking to anybody.
Right.
Ed talked to himself like this.
No, or Ed thinks he's talking to people, but they can't hear him.
Remember, it was only Freeze that would talk to him that day at Ole Miss when he was he kept asking stuff on the radio and none of the other coaches would talk to him.
But Freeze got to call plays.
Yeah, so Ed's just going, walking down the sidelines, talking to myself. Walking down the sidelines, talking to myself. I'll talk to you, Coach. He was there for him. So
touching.
Don't say that guy doesn't have situational awareness.
I think we all picked LSU to cover this this football game.
Yes.
It's the same thing. Like, the interim thing may work, but yeah.
All right, and then lastly, Missouri minus 7.5 at Vanderbilt.
Play him. Okay. Play him.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. You're going to settle something real quick because Parham took a little jab at me in picks, which is fine. I took jabs at him too. I had my little 10 thoughts thing where, you know, I'm the one that cornered myself on 10 thoughts because sometimes I wish I could say 2 weekend thoughts. I've got Missouri as the 5th best team in the league right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right or wrong?
I mean, that's the thing. Like, it depends on what day. Like, we are at this point where college football is so meh. It's we've really created a situation where outside of about 10 teams, really anyone can beat anyone on kind of any given day. Like, okay, one Alabama, fine. Two Auburn. This is a team that lost to LSU with a 20-point lead. Like, case in point. Three, Georgia. Four, South Carolina? I mean, is that what we're doing? A team that lost to Kentucky?
Yeah, I think I have LSU at four. I think Missouri's better than South Carolina. I don't know what I'm basing that.
Okay, team that, regardless, you can come up with the semantics all you want. It's a team that lost to Troy.
Yeah.
If it's LSU. Like, yeah. People can make all the excuses they want. They lost to freaking Troy.
Yeah.
Like, so. Like, I'm just sick of the whole, like, college football is great. Like, call it what it is. It's entertaining. It's entertaining largely because it's kind of bad.
Yeah, it's
a nutty high school
volatile.
Football game. It's a high school football game that gets drunk.
Gosh. All right. No, you got to go. You got a show to do. Yeah, we will talk to you soon.
All right.
See ya.
Thanks to Jeffrey. As always, the podcast brought to you in part by MasterCuts Lawn and Landscapes, full-service lawn maintenance landscape company serving Oxford, Tupelo, and the surrounding area. With fall finally arriving, it's the perfect time to plant a new flower bed or trees. It allows the root system to establish before the ground freezes and the plants to avoid the hot, dry summer. Also, as leaves fill up your yard, let MasterCuts help you out with that. They can take care of the clutter around your yard and landscaping. And also, don't forget to get a free quote from MasterCuts if you're ready to build that fence, stone, patio, deck, or outdoor living area. Again, as Neil plays golf here in a few weeks, he'll get a couple examples of that work out on the golf course, the Country Club of Oxford. So 662-607-7773 for that free quote, or you can check them out online at mastercutslawn.com.
I bet I'll see a lot of MasterCuts work.
You're going to see a lot of the property, I have a feeling.
I'll be all over that property. I'll be like, you know, MasterCuts does really good work. I hit my shot 200 yards off to the side, and I saw lots of what they did. I saw stuff they even did outside of the club neighborhood. The podcast also brought to you by Captain John Fryer and Tuna Chaser Charters in Biloxi. John handles inshore and offshore fishing expeditions from 4 to 12 hours. John knows where to put you on the fish that you want to catch. A popular trip for visitors that don't have as much time. It's the inshore trips for speckled trout and triple tail, sometimes called blackfish. You can reach John through his website, tunachasacharters.com, his Facebook page, or you can call John 228-348-7817. Podcast also brought to you by Harry Alexander. Harry is an Oxford-based RE/MAX Legacy Realty agent. He's been in the Oxford area for more than four decades. No one knows the residential and condo market in Oxford better than Harry. Go to his site, and he will prove it to you. It is Harry, H-A, at HarryAlexander.com is his email. HarryAlexander.com is the website. It's spring soccer registration season going on for the Oxford Park Youth Commission. It began on Monday. It runs through December the 15th. So come rejoin your team from the fall for just $30. Cost for new players is $55. Leagues are open for ages 5 to 16. The season will begin in mid-February. It will run through early April. All games played at the highly acclaimed FNC Park. To register or for more information, check them out, www.oxfordparkcommission.com. As someone who had a son who played in the OPC soccer leagues for a while before he started doing the travel stuff, I can tell you that the OPC soccer program is fantastic. Your kid will love it, boys or girls. They'll have a great time. So all of that's there. Also, Ole Miss basketball tomorrow night at 6 against Georgia State. There are some lower-level tickets available. Go to olemisstix.com, olemisstix.com, and as you know by now, Ole Miss and Texas A&M Saturday night at Vaught-Hemingway. That game also begins at 6, and tickets are available at olemisstix.com. It's senior night at Vaught-Hemingway.
Good job there.
Thank you.
Thanks to all the people that have reached out already about this golf thing. We're going to raise some money for a good cause. We're going to make fun of Neil. He's going to have a good time with it. He's going to be dressed well. And we will knock this out. So, again, a lot of you guys have reached out for different things. I had a buddy that's offering to read your putts for you on the green to try to knock some scores down.
Be great.
Yeah, that could be helpful. That actually might be as beneficial from a strokes improvement standpoint as
sign him up for Team Neil.
I mean, can you hit it on the line is the question that is being offered.
I have absolutely no idea.
But it's better than picking your own line and then trying to hit it on it.
I mean, I will submit again that I'm a very good putt-putter.
For whatever that is worth, whatever which might be nothing.
And it might not be worth a damn thing, but I am really good at putt-putt.
I don't think it's going to be worth much.
I mean, I don't
it's
either.
A little different animal.
Well, it's a lot different animal, but I'm saying for the record that while I'm horrible at most things in life, I'm pretty good at putt-putt.
Distance control? Not just banging it off the walls?
Oh, no. Like I'm a conservative putt-putter.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And I'm good at it. Other people are banging it off the wall, trying to, like, get ricochets. I'm like, no, I'm going to play this nice and easy.
Just play it to the hole.
Play to the hole, nice and easy. That's what she said.
Oh, all right. We'll get that. We'll get a date for that soon. Again, I got a couple of things I gotta work out, but we will figure out the best way for all you guys to pledge and get some money to St. Jude for this this occasion. So it'll be good. It'll be fun.
It'll be something.
I do think 150 plus is going to be in play more than I thought it might earlier in this discussion. There for a while, I thought, oh, there's no way he's not going to break 150. But now I do begin to wonder a little bit as I think about it, and I really kind of factor in everything that we're talking about. So, because I think it's fair to say, without you playing any or really understanding much, that you average at least 6 shots a hole inside 100 yards. So if you did that, that's a lot by itself. That's over 100 anyway.
When do my lessons start?
Soon. Okay. I need to get that moving a little.
Yeah, we
bit.
Need to stop talking and start doing.
A little more action here is what you're telling me.
Yeah, a little less talk, a little more action.
Yeah. All right. We will be back tomorrow with Ryan Brown of WJOX Roundtable. We talked Maction last week. Probably we'll just talk SEC football for the most part, unless there's some type of residual thing from his trip to Pleasant Grove, Michigan. Last week. So Ryan Brown tomorrow on the podcast. Check rebelgrove.com. Content up there and more coming your way. There's some recruiting stuff up as well, including some analysis videos. So look at those and come listen tomorrow. Again, thanks. Talk to you Friday.